You know, really good overall, I thought, performance from us. I was pleased the way we rebounded the basketball. They make it very difficult on you with their high-low action with Mark and Zach, obviously. Bayless got going and hurt us a little bit, but I just thought our overall effort on the glass was very productive. I thought our guards did a good job getting in there and getting rebounds. Both teams got in some foul trouble with some key players, but we were able to battle through it. I felt that our bench in the second half came through. I thought Eric Bledsoe, his athleticism, his speed, had a big tip in, just was doing all the right things for us out there, really set the tone for our second unit. But it was a total team effort. Obviously, Chris got going early in that third quarter. We needed him to be aggressive, and he knocked some shots down early to kind of get us going. We got in the penalty. They got in the penalty, and then we kind of weathered the free throws as we went down the stretch and were able to make some shots.
Brad Turner, LA Times. Vinny, you talked about the bench play. Once again, they played very well for you guys. Just describe what they do for the team, what they did in that fourth quarter there to give you guys an 8-point lead before you brought the starters back.
Well, you know, I think we the bench has been so productive for us all season, and you know, I think it's a unique thing to have is the depth that we have. So why not use it? And they deserve the right to be out there. And they've been producing for us. I didn't think the first half they were very productive, but I thought the second half, I thought Eric set the tone, Jamal hit some shots. You know, Matt is always active on the glass. We had to go a little small sometimes, but it worked out. But the rebounding for us was very productive, and then obviously in the fourth quarter we really shot it well and scored it well, and we didn't turn it over, which is always a key.
Finn, would you agree that until the fourth quarter, points in the paint was a major issue to keep this thing close, and how much is that going to be a factor in this series, do you think?
Well, it's always a factor. I mean, especially against them, they're, you know, as good as there is with points in the paint in terms of their high-low action and their cutting off of it. You know, they got open for some threes when we went on some double teams, but overall, I mean, it's a team that you have to just keep on grinding the game out with them. They're going to make some plays. They execute well. Mark really quarterbacks them well from the perimeter. And, you know, Zach's duckings and his ability, but you just got to keep on working, and you got to keep on finding ways to take as much away from them as you can, and it's not always easy. So, but our guys battled, and, we, you know, Ryan played, Roney played. Everybody had a chance to get in there and give us whatever effort they could, and it was productive.
Eric? Eric Patton, Clippers.com. Talk about the decision to leave Bledsoe in the game when you brought Chauncey back with Chris. It's a lineup we haven't seen much this season, and talk about why you made that decision and why it was effective.
Well, I just think Eric had a great stride to his step tonight, especially in that second half. He just had his energy. It felt like it was contagious out there. Wanted to try to keep Bled's speed on Conley as much as possible. Those are decisions you make. I could have easily went back with Karan, who played well. I could have easily went back with Jamal, who was making shots, and you always have to guard him. But those are decisions you make, and that's been the beauty of this team. Do they all want to be out there? Of course. But you have to find out what matchups work and how they're going to, how we're going to manage it at the end of the game. I felt we had the lead. We were in the penalty. You got very good free throw shooters out there in the guard position for us. We're trying to open the court up as much as possible, and it worked out.
Next question. You got another one?
Yeah, I'm very curious how you describe the Zebo-Griffin matchup out there.
Well, it's physical. I mean, Zebo's always ducking in. I thought Blake fought all night. They had the double foul, and they're going to be battling the whole series. That's what it was every time we play. So, I was proud of Blake. He just kept on battling, doing whatever the team needed for us to win the game. Took Zebo off the glass as much as he could, and, made some free throws for us, but that's what the series is going to be about. And I thought Blake really stepped up for us and helped us win this basketball game.
Anything else for Coach Del Negro?
What would you attribute to your dominance on the boards tonight?
Just one of those games. I mean, they've really hurt us in the past on the glass. We did a better job in Memphis our last game there. But they're so physical up front, and they're athletic, but they know how to use their bodies, and that's been an issue. So, obviously a big focal point as always, and we were just fortunate the ball bounced our way a little bit. I thought our guards got in there. If you look at the numbers, did some good job off the bench for us, and that's obviously a big thing. Chauncey Billups had a big box out in the first half, and that I think helped set the tone a little bit for us. But it's everybody. It's a team rebound. Blake and DJ maybe don't get as many rebounds, but their job is to take those other guys off. Our guards have to get in there and do a good job of getting those long rebounds.
Next. Coach, name is Robbie, Slam Magazine. Roni gave you some good minutes tonight. What has he given you this year that maybe we don't see in a stat sheet?
Well, he knows how to play. Roni has a very good basketball IQ. He's always in the right spots. He has a little bit more weight where he can, battle as much as possible. And with Mark and Zach, we need all the bodies in terms of with the foul trouble tonight. So Ryan went in, LO went in, obviously Blake and DJ. Then we had Matt in there fighting guys, and obviously Roni. So we just got to keep battling. So I have all, like I said before the game, I have no hesitation to put Roni, Grant Hill in the game, Willie Green in the game. I have confidence in my guys. They've all stepped up for me throughout the season and for the team. And you win and lose as a team. And the guys stayed ready. They were productive for us. And that's how you win these games.
Coach, can you talk about the familiarity factor? Since you guys played so many times, you think, how has that factored into giving you guys, a beat on knowing how to play them?
Well, they know what we're going to try to do, and then, we know what they're going to try to do. We made a couple adjustments, they did, but it's only one game. But I was proud of the way the guys stepped up. We had a great crowd tonight. We want to protect our home court. We worked hard to get it. We're only going to do that if we can play the way we did tonight in terms of rebounding the physicality of the game and making plays. So, there's familiarity, and as the series goes on, there's going to be more. And that's when you have to be able to get to your counters and even control the basketball even more.
A couple more questions, yes.
Coach, can you talk about the composure your team had every time Memphis got close? You guys were able to, re-stretch the lead?
We had, 6, 8, 10 points. We could never kind of push it over. We could never really get total control of the game. We were up 10. We turned it over. They did a 3. We missed a shot. But eventually in the fourth quarter, we just kept on pushing the basketball. They missed a few shots. I thought Chris got his hands on a lot of basketballs. We got out in the open court. Blake got a couple layups. Matt Barnes did, and it kind of snowballed from there for us in terms of kind of a momentum shift. So that was good to see. So it was a very close game. We kind of made some plays down the stretch in the last few minutes to make the spread a lot different than the actual game was.